In her State of the City address earlier this month, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley called health care a priority for the city. The recently announced closure of Good Samaritan Hospital was a key issue in the mayor's speech. Premier Health in January announced it would close Good Sam later this year.
Further, the commissioners and I are very concerned about health access for the residents who live in the northern and western parts of Dayton and Montgomery County.
Now, officials with Five Rivers Health Centers say they hope to expand services at an existing clinic to treat more patients affected by the loss of Good Sam. To learn more about Five Rivers' plans and how they could help West Dayton residents, we spoke with CEO Gina McFarland-L. She says Five Rivers will start with input from the community.
And so one of the things that our board has asked us to do is to do a needs assessment. And so we're in the process of doing some focus groups with local community groups, talking to some of our patients to find out what exactly do they feel that they need in this community. For some, it may be an urgent care. For some, it may be more primary care services. For others, it may be more mental health services. On the primary care and mental health services, we're doing some of that, but we can always do more.
This is certainly a big task for Five Rivers. What are your expectations going forward?
It's important to us to not start anything new unless we hear what the voice of the community is saying to us. And so we'll be meeting with different groups, again, doing a needs assessment, totally looking at seeing where there's going to be a void after Good Samaritan leaves, and trying to see where best Five Rivers could fit into it. We may not be able to fit all of the different needs, but we're going to really try our best to fill some of those voids where we can.
You mentioned getting public input on this. How is that process going?
Our board met last week to more or less develop what the plan is going to be. And so we're going to start our focus groups in the next month. And probably by the end of March, we'll have at least an overall plan. And by April, our board will make a decision on what we will do. For us, we know one of the biggest voids is just OB care within this area. And so one of the things I know that we'll actively work with is making sure there's centering pregnancy in this community, and actively work with the family medicine residents within this body to see what we can do to make sure that especially pregnant women have some of the services met.
What will this mean for funding for Five Rivers with a potential increase? Does that allow for you to pursue more grants and demonstrate that you're serving more people?
For us right now, we would actually pursue outside funding if needed. But in some cases, there are things internally we will want to do because it's the right thing to do.
It's likely that you will have to expand if you're going to cover those services lost by Good Sam.
We probably will. And again, once the needs assessment is complete, we'll have a better idea of what we'll have to do with regards to hiring more people.
Gina, anything else that our listeners should know about this situation?
Just that Five Rivers stands ready to really play a role in helping to fill the void. And we're looking for input from our neighbors all around this particular neighborhood to make sure that we're making the right decisions.
Gina McFarland-L, CEO of Five Rivers Health Centers. The center was founded in 2011 and currently operates at 9 locations in the Dayton area. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.